Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovic, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Do we know what this flag is for, Tyler? Oh, it's on Minnesota. Okay. So the Browns sacked Carson Wentz on third down. Vikings punting back to the Browns. Under 3.5 to play. Browns field the punt at the 30. The returner is taking it down the near sideline, thrown out of bounds at about the 35. So Cleveland will have first and 10 with a chance to run the clock out here and maybe win this game in London against the Minnesota Vikings up 17-14. We continue with I Royal Props. Where were we at? Texans and Ravens. I want to do this college list that you talked about during the break. I like Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins over receiving yards. And for you, the listener and viewer, pick which one you like more. Christian Kirk, 35.5. Jaden Higgins, 7.5. Higgins caught a 24-yard touchdown from C.J. Stroud last week. And my guess is his playing time will continue to grow. So Higgins and Christian Kirk. Anytime touchdowns. Charlie Kohler, their third tight end, Baltimore, caught a touchdown from Cooper Rush in the preseason. Kohler, anytime touchdown. Small money bet to win a lot. Jalen Noel, Houston's other rookie receiver, not just receiving targets in the pass game, but also getting work in the run game as well. Jalen Noel, the first, anytime touchdown. And then Keaton Mitchell for Baltimore, anytime touchdown. Small money bets on the anytime touchdowns. Cardinals and the Titans. Marvin Harrison Jr., we took him last Thursday night against Seattle, looked terrible early. He ended up going over and caught a touchdown in that game. I got a feeling Marvin's going to start playing better. We'll go to Marvin's room. Over 50.5 receiving yards from Marvin Harrison. Anytime touchdowns. Gunnar Helm is Tennessee's number two tight end, rookie, who's playing a ton of snaps behind Chigakonkwo. Gunnar Helm's deep for the Lord of the Rings fans. Gunnar Helm, anytime touchdown. Seahawks and the Bucks. This one, I feel, is like mispriced by like 10 yards, maybe. Jackson Smith and Jigba for Seattle. 79.5 receiving yards. We have to start thinking of JSN like he's like a top 8 receiver in the league. First number has to be an 8. It's a 7, JSN over receiving yards. Anytime touchdown, Elijah Arroyo, Seattle's rookie tight end, who like good-looking player and like was good on Thursday night last week against Arizona. Lions and the Bengals. If you wanted to make a case that Ja'Marr Chase could finally have a breakout game, The Lions are dealing with injuries in their secondary. Aleem McNeil's out. In theory, Jake Browning should have some time to throw. It's a scary button to click. The number is 65.5 on Ja'Marr Chase. Bengals are at home. I'll take a shot on Ja'Marr Chase to go over his receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. Mitchell Tinsley for the Cincinnati Bengals, one of their young up-and-coming wide receivers. Chargers and the Commies. At some point, it's going to be Ladd McConkey's time. Why not today? Ladd McConkey over 56.5 receiving yards for the Chargers. 3rd and 11 for the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, empty set. Drops back to pass out of the shotgun. Looking right. Throws right. Airmails the intended receiver, Isaiah Bond. the Browns will punt on 4th and 16 back to the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings will get one last chance to tie or take the lead. Bills and the Patriots, Sunday Night Football. A pair of props, Stephon Diggs, who didn't play in the fourth quarter because New England was up by a million, played like every snap otherwise. Diggs, over 45.5 receiving yards, and Josh Palmer for Buffalo, over 16.5 receiving yards, anytime touchdown. New England rookie receiver Kyle Williams, who's starting to get more involved both in the pass game and in the run game, had a carry last week. Kyle Williams, anytime touchdown for the Patriots. And those, Sam, are thy royal props for Week 5 NFL Sunday. As the punt for the Vikings, the returner is brought down at the 20. So that's where Carson Wentz in Minnesota will take over 3:05 to play.
It looked like on that throw from Gabriel, it looked like Arch Manning threw that ball, didn't it? That was a horrible throw. Dude. Horrible.
Dude. Tell the listeners, we'll get to the teasers, we'll get to everything. The list that you read during the break was, like, has to be heard to be believed.
Do you want me to go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10? You pick.
I think 10 to 1 is funnier. Or do 1 to 10. 1 to 10 is funnier with some of the names at the back end.
So these, according to 24/7 Sports, are the best high school football recruits since the year 2000. Number 1, Trevor Lawrence. 2, Justin Fields. 3, Bryce Young. 4, Vince Young. 5, Quinn Ewers. 6, your favorite, Brock Berlin. 7,
Brock Berlin,
Terrell Pryor.
Brock Berlin, everyone thought was going to be really good.
I did not. 7, Terrell Pryor. 8, Arch Manning. 9, Matt Barkley. 10, Jimmy Clausen.
Oh. Dude, the Arch Manning stuff is really bad.
The memes are like, hysterical, though. They're so good.
Texas is done, right? I mean, I guess they could, in theory, still make the college football playoff, but I mean, no way, right?
I don't want to say no way, but I was very happy when we got the first numbers. I think this was April or May, and they put a 9.5 win total on Texas. We were like, yeah, let's go under 9.5 wins. To go 10-2 with a kid who's never played before, really, that's a problem right now. Their O-line got manhandled yesterday against Florida. Manhandled.
Yeah, and Florida obviously has not been great this season, but that's a great win. It's like, dude, Billy Napier, it's like the nukes will hit, and it'll be like death, taxes, cockroaches, and Billy Napier still the head coach at Florida. Like, God bless him for keeping that job. We are at the 2-minute warning in London. 2nd and 4 for the Vikings on their own 38 when they come out of the break. So Will Reichard may get a chance to redeem himself. Missed a 51-yard field goal earlier in the fourth quarter. Brown's still holding a 17-14 lead. Let's do teasers, Sam, before we do the underdog moneyline parlay. I said on the show earlier this week with Femi, this is the first week that I'd consider playing teasers. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what a lot of these teams are now. And I like a lot of teaser legs. Like, kind of like rank them for me. Are there any that you don't like that are in the Wong zone, which is either like up like through 7-3 or down through 7 or up through 3-7? Any you like, any you don't like that are in range?
My favorite one at this point, I can take, if I go to BetMGM, I can go and take Baltimore from +2.5 to +8.5, essentially moving the number 17 points from the look ahead. Come on. I mean, if it's all math and it's supposed to be about math, numbers, not teams. How do you not consider Baltimore in a teaser, considering the look-ahead number was Baltimore -9.5? And now I can move them with an extra 6 points to +8.5? That is the definition of maximizing the math. So if I'm going to do that, I need one team to hook it with. The Washington football team, formerly known as the football team. MGM's going to let me tease it from 3 to 9. I know some wise guy, oh, you can't tease through 9. Watch me. Watch me tease the 9. I like that. Commanders?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Ravens in a teaser.
What are your thoughts on Buffalo as a teaser leg and Arizona as a teaser leg?
Buffalo I love because I think they win and win big, and I need them for reverse survivor. I got bad vibes about Zona. I feel like, why do I think they're going to lose today? It's a gut feeling. It's probably wrong, but that's how I think today.
I mean, me, Tyler, and Femi didn't take them in Survivor because we were a little nervous because they're just, like, they're really hard to trust. So the Jets at MGM, Sam, are now a full 1.5-point home favorite. So in theory, you could tease Dallas up to +7.5, which with Dak Prescott, honestly, like, feels pretty good. And the Giants are also in teaser range from 1.5 up to 7.5. What about those two potential legs, Dallas and the G-men?
It is funny. When our show started, we were talking about teasing both New York teams up. But at the time, the Jets were a 1.5-point dog. Now they're a 1.5-point favorite. So you lose a lot of luster when you go through the zero there. So I no longer have any interest in teasing the Jets, of course, because you missed the key numbers. But the Giants, getting the Giants to 7.5 or 8 seems pretty ideal. I understand the push on the Saints from pick to -2, but when you make that awful team an 8-point favorite, now we're talking.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a really good teaser day today, 100%. We are back from break with Vikings-Browns. Carson Wentz completion over the middle to TJ Hockenson into Browns territory, down to the Cleveland 48. 1st and 10 Vikings, clock ticking, under 2 minutes to play in London. Vibe check. How are we feeling about the Cleveland Browns bets?
I've got +3.5. You have +4.5, so you got a better number than I did. I know what's going to happen. The Vikings are going to score a touchdown here, and I'll lose by the hook.
Wow. Justin Jefferson catch along the near sideline for about 20 yards. I'm not just saying this. I do not think they're going to score. I think the Browns are going to hold them out of the end zone. A sick catch by Jefferson. That's just like Justin Jefferson doing Justin Jefferson things. All right, so we are about 1:10 to play. Minnesota has one timeout, and Cleveland has just used its first timeout to try and regroup on defense here. 1st and 10 Vikings from the Cleveland 28 when they come out of the timeout. If you're looking to build, Sammy, an underdog, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because these are the moments I miss being in Vegas for, when, you know, that loud guy in the sports book who's got the Browns. This is that time in the book, and everybody who's been in the book knows this guy. When Myles Garrett is coming towards the pocket and he yells, "Kill his ass!"
Yeah, right.
These are the moments I miss. As much as I love doing these shows during games, I do miss the "kill his ass" guy in the sports book who just screams it on all the big plays.
But it's great when you're watching college sports and that happens, and then someone else will yell, "They're just kids!" I always really enjoy. All right. So we're coming out here, play-by-play. Wentz in the shotgun, empty set.
Kill his ass!
In the backfield, drops back to pass, dumps it off to Jalen Naylor. Naylor runs out of bounds after a 6-yard gain. 2nd and 4 coming up for the Vikings, 1:05 to play. Browns up 17-14. Underdog money line parlay, Sam. Who are some teams under consideration?
You are just such a solid conductor of all this traffic, just breezing through. It's remarkable. The one I put in the chat was Ravens to win, Commanders to win, +412.
Well, a little DMV, underdog money line parlay. Can you put the Giants in there too, or no?
I could, but I won't. Let me check the math on that for you, just in case. Giants added. Oh, I still have the Bills and Chiefs in there as well because I was building other things. Giants and Commanders and Ravens would pay out at BetMGM +950.
Okay. Are you betting the Bucs-Seahawks game or no?
Nah, I'm good. I like Tampa. I lean that way, but I haven't done anything with it yet.
So I also haven't bet it. So the underdog money line parlay that like that I would actually, I don't know if I would put Tampa in. You know what? So let's not do Tampa because I don't know if they're going to win. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Tampa. It just makes it a better price. I'll be really, really boring here. Giants Commander Sam +380 at BetMGM.
Do it. Rip it.
Oh, with Tampa or just those two?
I mean, I just added Giants on the fly.
Okay, great. Yes, you don't have to twist my arm to like bet more money on an NFL Sunday. Yes, I will do it during the break, and I mean that. But I also have to send you guys the anytime touchdown parlay to win $1 million. All right, so the underdog money line parlays are in. The teaser thoughts are out there. I love a lot of these teaser thoughts. So I think it's going to be a great Sunday. I don't know what they're reviewing. Oh, they're reviewing to see if Mason got out of bounds or not because Minnesota only has one timeout. I don't think he got out. I think the clock should be running here. So we are right in crunch time here with Minnesota and Cleveland. So a stoppage while we await, see what's going to happen.
Joy.
Live market for this game. I'll do a refresh on my screen here. We have got... It's locked. Okay.
Just one book has Minnesota -1.5.
But to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
I would love Cleveland. I don't think the Vikings are going to score here. Well, we'll find out what's going to happen now as the Vikings come out. 3rd and 3, 59 seconds to play. Wentz under center, Mason the only running back, two receivers to the left, two to the right, Hockenson split out left. Addison comes in motion to the left, play action. Wentz throws to Addison, tackled after a first down, but tackled inbounds as the clock is running. Minnesota will not use the timeout. Wentz sprinting to the line, getting the play set, trying to run a hurry up here. He looks confused, waiting for the play to come in. Clock continues to run, and they're showing a replay. Like, what's happening on the field? Why are we seeing the replay? Seeing another replay. What's happening on the field, guys? Okay, Minnesota call timeout. Okay, 54 seconds to play.
Just don't score, for the love of God.
Yes. Yes, I would very much like to start this off with a win. Anything else on the board while we wait to see what happens here with Vikings-Browns?
Nothing crazy. I do see a couple books to 4.5 on Philly, which I didn't expect. This was like 3.5 on Wednesday and Thursday. I have Eagles money line, need them to win in the worst of ways. More game day support for the champs. Remember, 3.5 a couple days ago. Now we're 4.5.
All right. Vikings, 1st and 10 at the Browns' 18-yard line. Wentz in the shotgun, Mason to his right. Bunch receivers to the right. Mason goes in motion. Screen pass to Addison. Makes one tackler miss. About a 5-yard gain, stays in bounds. Clock running.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, come on, Browns. Come on.
Isn't it amazing how it always comes down to this? Like, we're going to go to overtime, right?
Goodell ball.
All right. 2nd and 5. Wentz throws to the end zone. Caught by Addison. Touchdown, Vikings.
Kill me!
And that's how we'll go to break. On the other side, best bets for Week 5 NFL Sunday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.